You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to The Doug Haldeman Show. I am your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman, and we are trying to become smarter with our money, right?
That's right. It's worth the effort.
We own Smart With Your Money, but we also have dumbwithyourmoney.com, mm-hmm. and we know a lot of people.
We've done some dumb things ourselves.
So. I definitely have over the years. That's seemed like the best lessons come through doing the wrong thing first.
Unfortunately, as human beings, we do learn that way sometimes.
They don't teach all this in school.
No.
But this is school right now.
That's right.
So get the notepad, get your pen out, and take a few notes, because we're going to be talking about how you're going along and you think your credit score is doing great.
You're paying on time, you're doing everything.
Right. And all of a sudden you find out your credit score's dropped. And we broke it down to four surprising reasons why your score might have dropped. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll cover a couple of typical reasons too, but at least the surprising reasons. Let's talk about a few of those.
Okay.
All right. So first on the list is you forgot about that old, never used account. And your issuer canceled it without telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that actually happened recently. I don't think I even told you this off the air, Tammy.
No.
But so we bought. It was actually financed through Wells Fargo. I think it was through Window World quite a few years ago for an investment property.
Yeah.
And they had the interest-free windows.
Sure, that's right.
And it was a $4,000 credit line.
Right.
Okay, so $4,000 credit line that we paid off, which then helps the credit scores because it's $4,000 in extra available credit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure enough, hadn't used the thing in several years. I couldn't find a way to use it because it could only be used for no interest bearing purchase for furniture or things like that, or in that case was windows when we bought them.
Okay.
Well, they eventually canceled the card from non-use.
Sure.
And our scores dropped because of it.
Got it.
Perfect example of number one is you forget about that old never used account, issuer cancels it on you.
Mm-hmm. So what can you do?
Well, what you could do is in this card there wasn't much you could do, but on a normal card you could set up some sort of monthly charge, put your Netflix on it or something.
Just to kind of do
something small to keep it going.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people, when they think they have too many cards open, they want to go start closing them.
Uh huh.
I'm like, no, don't do that.
Don't do that. That'll change your score.
Well, not just change your score. Your score is going to go down when you close those cards.
Okay.
There's less available credit.
So at Cornerstone, when you have people come in and they've shown great payment history and everything, but their scores have gone down, do you do anything to help them raise their credit score up?
Well, it's interesting because I'll say that most loan officers do not, just because they simply don't have the time. And I just feel a duty, I feel an obligation to do that. So when I look at someone's credit, especially on a conventional loan, if you don't have at least a 740 credit score, you're not going to get the market rate. Okay, every 20 points below 740, there's a penalty to the rate. And when you get down like to 680 and below, huge penalties to the rate.
So when you say penalty to the rate, that just means I'm going to pay a higher interest rate on the loan.
You're going to pay a higher interest rate because your credit score is not in the top category.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll get somebody that comes in, and let's say they think that they're going to have great credit, and all of a sudden it's let's say a 730 credit score, which is still really good. Okay, I can usually give them advice. I have a program I can run that will tell if they do certain things on their credit exactly how many scores are going to go up. So I'll tell them, listen, we have 45 days to close this loan. If these are things you can take care of right away, you pay this balance down in this amount, you call in this medical collection and get it off, and your scores are going to jump up above 740, mm-hmm. and now you're going to get an eighth of a percent better on your interest rate.
Right.
Well, it's only an eighth of a percent in that case, but that adds up.
Sure, it
sometimes
does.
Sometimes it's more than that, though.
Right. So if you've done this homework already and you've checked and your credit score went down and you were hoping to come in to see Doug to get a loan, don't let that stop you. Come in and he can analyze that for you and help you get your marks back. I mean, I've heard you tell stories that, you know, you've helped somebody that same day, in that same hour, within 20 minutes, their credit score went up because you had them do what they needed to do and that.
Yeah, I had a guy that, this is a pretty common one, is that somebody doesn't have enough revolving credit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they've listened to Dave Ramsey, who tells them not to participate in the credit world, who basically tells them to be debt-free and don't finance anything. Well, then you don't have a credit score. So mm-hmm. at a game not too long ago that didn't have a single credit card open, well, that's 30% of your credit score.
Right. Unfortunately, you have to play the game, but you have to play the game smart.
It's just a game. You have to play it.
Right.
Until you can literally pay cash for that house, you have to be able to play the game, because if you don't play the game, now it's going to cost you a lot more money. So mm-hmm. this guy, while he was sitting there, so he didn't have a credit card open, we went to creditcards.com, mm-hmm. and he opened up a new credit card right while we were sitting there. $300 card, mm-hmm. raised his score by over 40 points.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, 40 points, credit card. Seriously, that's crazy.
And it raised it the exact amount that I told him it would raise it to.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool that you can do that.
All right, so next on the list, okay, when we're talking about the four surprising reasons why your score might have dropped. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number two is you have a new hard inquiry on your credit report.
Okay. So what is a hard inquiry?
So hard inquiry means that you're actually applying for new credit. Okay. You actually want to borrow some type of money. So you typically, it means you're trying to buy a car. You have opened a credit card.
How about you're a new cell phone service?
Okay. So that's where, typically, you wouldn't think that's a hard inquiry, but yes, that will be a hard inquiry if you're applying for cell service. That's one you may not have thought of. Maybe you're signing a lease on a new apartment.
You could
be upgrading your current credit card and you want to raise the credit limit.
Oh, that counts.
That's going to count too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wouldn't have thought that.
Well, a lot of people don't understand the difference between a hard inquiry and a soft inquiry.
And that I was going to ask you about that actually is, you know, because, you know, when you go and you pull your credit for the year, like I'm going to pull my credit score to see where I'm at. Does that count against me or is that considered what you just said, a soft inquiry?
Okay. So you're not applying for credit when you do that.
Right.
So just now they've made that much easier. So annualcreditreport.com is the free site that's put out there by all three of the credit bureaus. So annualcreditreport.com, you can get one free credit report per year. So that's an easy place to go. But another easy place to go, I've mentioned it before, I actually am an endorser of Credit Karma because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's the Vantage score, not the FICO score. So don't confuse those two things. So the scores won't be identical to what your FICO score will be, but it's going to give you a really good idea of where it is. And you can see all the detail of what's on your credit report and get two of them for free. So if you want to check it on there, that's a soft inquiry.
Okay. So another question I had is if, let's say I have a medical collections out there and the collection agency, what does that affect my credit? I mean, obviously the collection, because it's in collection, it does, but would they be doing a hard inquiry on me?
They're not really supposed to do a hard inquiry.
Okay.
But they frequently do.
Oh, they do. So that would affect it.
Yeah. So if you see a hard inquiry and you didn't authorize it, that is something you can dispute with the bureaus and make them produce proof that you gave them.
You said yes.
Yeah, that you gave them authorization to be able to do it.
Interesting. Yep. All right.
All right. So next on our list, Tammy, is you paid off a loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all of a sudden your car is now paid off. You would think intuitively that actually would help your score, right? Because now, let's say you had a 5-year car loan and you really stuck to it and paid that thing 60 months in a row and were never late. Mm-hmm. Like I would think that would really help your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
It actually might hurt your credit score.
Okay.
Okay. So if now that was the only installment loan you had open, now you don't have a very well-rounded credit profile.
So really just keeping that good credit account mix is important.
Exactly. So if you can keep a good mix, that's going to maximize your scores.
And if that mix confuses you of what it is, what it should be, what you have and what you don't have, maybe come in and see Doug. And where can someone come visit you?
All right. So best way to reach me is you can call me or text me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Shoot me a message on there, and we'll set up a time to be able to either have a phone consultation or have you come in and sit down in person to talk through it. All right, so the number four thing that can lower your scores is you're an authorized user on a delinquent account. Okay, so let's say your parents put you on a card a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden your parents are late. Or one way or another, you're an authorized user on an account that's now delinquent. It's an ex-spouse. An ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and now all of a sudden they're not paying their bill on time.
Right.
Well, that's going to affect you. Pretty important.
It is. So at this point, what do you do? What can you do?
If it's an authorized user account, you can call and let them know you don't want to be an authorized user anymore.
Okay.
Two out of three bureaus, you can do it with just a phone call, and one of them you actually have to write in to have them remove it.
Okay.
And first thing you do is you start out with a credit card that your authorized user on, call them and tell them you don't want to be one anymore.
Right.
And then they should remove that from your credit.
Got it. Okay. So there was another thing that came up in mind was when you sign up for things or you're on credit card, there's something that's called trigger leads. And what does this do and how does this affect me?
All right. So trigger leads, here's what this is. It's basically the credit bureaus have found extra ways to make money. Okay. Equifax is one of the biggest ones that does this. So what they do is they will sell your information in mass. So when you get a hard inquiry on your credit, let's say you're applying for a credit card. Well, now what happens in the mail?
You get inundated with credit card offers.
Right. And how does that happen? Like, how do they just miraculously know to start mailing those to you?
Right.
Well, they buy that information from the credit bureau. You can do it in the mortgage business too. We don't do it, but you easily could. You could basically buy anytime somebody gets a mortgage pull on their credit, you could buy that information and now reach out to solicit them.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what a trigger lead is, and you actually can opt out of that also.
Out of on the Equifax, you can do that?
Yes, you can opt out of it with all three of the bureaus where they can't sell your information to people.
Okay. Well, that's what I'd be doing.
Yep, absolutely. So if you want to see these tips, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Also, look up our podcast now on iTunes and on Google. Look them both up on there. Listen to it. Look up Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman. So don't forget, just a reminder that next week, you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1 at 4 p.m. Becoming a financial juggernaut, the simplest model, the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.